The state's largest public employee union plans to file a grievance against the Department of Corrections for its decision to shut down three prisoner employment programs before determining what the closures would cost the state. Now the products and services will have to come from the private sector. Alaska State Employees Association business manager Jim Duncan says that's contracting out work that can be done by state employees.
Seems clear to me that this work is going to continue. It's just going to continue in the private sector instead of with state employees. So we're going to be filing a grievance that is a violation of our contract and proceeding through that process.
The Corrections Department on Wednesday closed two inmate work programs. A third is expected to end in September. Department officials say they're not sure what inmate training will replace the prisoner employment program or when a new program will be in place. From KTOO in Juneau, Rosemary Alexander reports in this third story and third and final story in a series on the prison employment program.
Kathy Kokendorfer has worked with inmates for years as manager of the garment shop at Highland Mountain Correctional Center.
A lot of these women in the system come from dysfunctional families. There's domestic violence, substance abuse, and a lot of them come from abusive childhoods.
The Eagle River Women's Prison made prisoner uniforms, coats for Alaska Marine Highway chefs, stateroom linens, and even hats for one of Alaska's Junior Olympic Nordic teams.
Most women experience immediate self-satisfaction of a job well done because they can see what they have created with their own hands. They experience not only a job well done, but look what I have accomplished. I've seen this time and time again.
So Kokendorfer wasn't surprised that many of her seamstresses were angry and depressed when the sewing shop closed.
Our final week of trying to do an inventory was like a daily reminder I failed again for the inmates.
19 women worked in the sewing shop. At any given time, an average of 86 inmates had jobs through the prisoner employment program. Scott Willard is superintendent at Lemon Creek, a maximum security and pretrial facility in Juneau.
The whole point of the program is to give them a setting that would be like more like a real job. They have to apply for it just like any job. They get interviewed, and the best interviewee gets the job.
Willard says wages ranged from less than a dollar to about $1.70 an hour, depending on the position.
Clock in, you clock out, you get evaluations, you get raises, different things like that to go with the job. Where a normal inmate job it's a set thing, and that's the way it'll stay from beginning to end.
More than 3,700 men and women are incarcerated this week in Alaska. About a third have some sort of job. Corrections Department officials will decide how to replace the prisoner employment program. Director of Institutions Garland Armstrong leads that group. He says they're still batting around ideas. He lists vocational education such as building trades, veterinary technician training, dog grooming, and horticulture.
We haven't focused in on exactly what they'll be at every institution, but it's our intent to do that so that we have something in place when the PEP program comes to a close.
But two of the training programs have already ended.
Our intent is still use that space for VocTech programs, and it's unfortunate the timing is not there where we can easily transition from the closure of PEP into VocTech, but certainly that's our intent to do that rather soon.
State law requires the prisoner employment program pay for itself through revenues with no state subsidy. In recent years, only the Lemon Creek Laundry has made a profit used to shore up the furniture and sewing divisions. Corrections Administrative Services Director Leslie Houston admits a lot of questions must be answered before determining new inmate job training and how to pay for it.
What we really have to do, and it's going to take a team of us to sit down, lay out what we want, what we can get funding for, possibly through grants, possibly with some of the services we will be providing, you know, to the communities and to nonprofits, there would be a minimal cost. We're just not there yet. We're still developing the plan.
Only the industrial laundry remains from a once busy complex of prison industries around the state. Corrections officials don't expect any new job training programs to be in place before midsummer. In Juneau, I'm Rosemary Alexander.